Hello, I'm Mark Steiner.
And I'm Anthony McCarthy.
Oh, this lovely spring day, the WEA Spring Membership Drive. But Anthony, before we talk about the drive, and before we meet Torre and talk about his incredible new book about Prince, and here's some music to go with it, we're talking about the Anthony and Mark
show.
You
gotta pay attention.
You gotta pay attention.
That's right.
Annapolis. Closing day.
Signy die tonight, midnight.
Signy die. You going down?
I was planning to go down. Now I have a dinner engagement, so I have to go to that. And I think I'll probably be too tired to go down. But it's an exciting time. Parties all over Annapolis, parties all over the capital.
What do they have to party about? Tell me what you think they have to party about.
Well, I think I know one person who probably should be partying is the governor of the state of Maryland, who ran ran the board. He got every major legislative priority through with very few changes. Gas tax, certainly his... oh, Lord. I had the whole list in
wind,
my head.
Wind energy, gas tax.
Gas tax, wind energy,
gun bill.
Guns bills. He really had a successful legislative session. A lot of people thought that the city of Baltimore would have trouble getting their school infrastructure funding through.
Got that.
The governor and the lieutenant governor really put their backs behind it, and they got that through the legislature at billions of dollars, Mark, over 10 years, a major commitment. The legislature never makes beyond a one-year commitment. They made a 10-year commitment to the city of Baltimore.
This is all stuff O'Malley wanted.
He needed it, he said, because he wanted, you know, I don't think he wanted his, a lot of people think, well, you're a lame duck governor, you're not running for re-election, your legislative priorities aren't important to the legislature. He wanted to really push through some critical issues like wind energy. He's tried several years.
Not at this
time.
And
it's always been turned back, including votes in Baltimore against it. But this year he got it.
And he has been making those talking points about how important it is for America to follow this lead in places like South Carolina. That is one of the early primaries, if I'm not mistaken.
I think it is.
For the presidency, right?
Presidential primary state, yeah.
I wonder what the connection is, do you think, between
He says he doesn't spend much time when I was at the Annapolis summit. Where
he did say that.
He said he doesn't spend much time thinking about the race for president. He's enjoying, focused on being governor of the state of Maryland. Well, I'm telling you, if he wants to run for president, he certainly has a few feathers in his cap. That gas tax, a lot of people, even the president of the Senate who said he supported it, wanted it to happen, didn't think it was going to happen. Over the course of the legislative session, it became clearer and clearer he was going to get this gas tax to support transportation funding. And, Mark, the gun control issue, an issue across the country. It was a priority to a lot of governors, the Democratic governors this session. Only in Connecticut and here in Maryland were governors successful at real serious gun control legislation. Martin O'Malley should be really, really pleased.
Absolutely. No, I think that in that sense, the session was a success for the governor and for his priorities. A lot of things that didn't get through the session. I think that we covered the things like the shackling bill
That's
a lot
right.
here on the show.
That's right.
And that was where they pregnant women who are giving birth, who are inmates, are shackled, arm and legs, while they're giving birth, while they're being sent over. And and so this bill put in by Delegate Mary Washington, backed by the ACLU, to end the practice of shackling, not leave it to the arbitrariness of the warden of a given jail, because many of this happens because people are in county jails where it happens, or any of the state prisons. It was interesting. We're going to still call them. We called the Department of Corrections, the Department of Public Safety, that whatever it's called.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, they didn't really want to comment on it during the course of the session because they really weren't that aware of it. But everything we're hearing now is that they lobbied very heavily
against
it,
the legislation,
and turned people around. So they watered the bill down to mean nothing. And that was something that was a real failure, I think, in this session. There was a bunch of things like that, I think, that kind of passed right through that.
Were you surprised at all, Mark, the momentum late, I guess, middle session, medical marijuana legislation introduced and really picked up momentum? And a lot of people thought that would never fly.
We have to wrap up here, but okay. we're going to come back to that next week and talk about that in some depth because the problem with the medical marijuana bill that passed, from my perspective, is it didn't leave any room for how you're going to buy
right.
it. You can still get busted even if you're 16.
Even if you need it.
So I don't understand it. We're going to have a brief break. Don't go away. Anthony McCarthy and I are here to talk with you.